love the family drunk. Why do people hate the family drunk so much?
I'm not saying hate the family drunk. I'm just saying steer clear. Like, just keep the conversations minimal. Keep it to...
I want to know why.
Because it's, to me, that's... You just don't know how they might pop off, and it could just be something. You know, if they say something wrong, say something sideways, I'm not used to them. I don't know them like that. Like, don't come at me like that. And if I've already had a couple glasses of wine or something, well, really Hennessy, because I be drinking brown around the holidays.
Oh wow!
But like, don't come at, you don't know me like that. So I just feel like just keeping it super light with the family drunks is the way to go.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Funky, the people want to hear from you.
Love thing. We got the love thing. Love thing.
Intense satisfaction. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Punky Johnson.
And I'm Dicey.
Well, you tuned in to Love Thing with me and my bestie, Dicey. We keep it real and raw about all things love, sex, and relationships. That means we don't hold and we don't sugarcoat.
That's right. From one-night stands to situationships, we've got tales from the bedroom to share and advice to give, because we've been through it all. So we're just here to help you navigate through your shit.
So sit back, relax, and get ready for the Love Thing.
Oh.
Do-ba-do-do-do-do.
Hey, what's yes. good? Give us a rundown of today's show.
Well, today we're going to get down and dirty. We're going to talk about relationships and the holidays.
Oh, yeah. The holidays is a trip. But also, I know we just did a TV Love Lounge, but we're going to do another TV Love Lounge and talk about all of the amazing Christmas movies. We're going to rank them.
Oh, all right. All right. You going to tell the people which ones?
No, we can't tell them yet. It's a surprise.
Well, I'm happy to share, Dicey, that we got a caller that we had on one of our previous shows called for an update. We got my boy, I don't know if y'all remember, but my boy Michael, who was having like trouble with his mom and his wife and everything they did and said to each other, they were always clashing.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he called and gave us an update on their situation. So I'm excited to get
Me too, because
too.
You know what? I got a lot of DMs about that actual, people really weighed in on that situation back then when we did that originally. So I can't wait. Oh my gosh, Punky.
What?
I am so sick of you.
Why?
Because you have had me in these streets. You won't let me rest. You know, the season has started back, y'all, for SNL. And oh my gosh, the parties don't even start till 1:30.
I'm tired, Dicey. That's
I'm
all
so
I
tired.
I have been in these streets for the last 48 hours. I'm hungover right now.
Yeah.
I look hungover. My mouth dry.
You want some of this tea?
My face puffy. My hands are ashy.
You got on the same thing you had on last night?
I got on the same thing I had on last night. Same everything. Drawers.
Oh my God.
Bra,
you
socks.
Are disgusting.
Still probably got makeup in my face.
But you've been killing it on SNL.
Yeah, man.
They've been all your ideas are flying. You've been doing weekend updates. You've been, you started the show off the other night with the monologue, or you were in the monologue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been good. I've been coming out my box a little bit over there. But
I'm
you know
so
what
glad.
I want to tell the people?
What?
Something, it's some self-realization stuff. I had to go into the season at a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes when you change your mindset about something, it opens the doors. Because at first I was like, you know, I used to be nauseous before I went into work.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just feel sick all the time before I went into work. Because I would walk around, I'd be like, these people don't think I'm talented. These people don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never pick me, but... That wasn't the case. It was me.
Yeah.
The whole time it was me. So when I changed my mindset, just things started happening differently. And I started working with different writers. I started opening my mouth more, talking to people, because I would usually go to work and just sit in the office and be like, I ain't got time to be making friends. And I just had a horrible mindset. Mm-hmm. So I just changed it up a little bit this year and manifesting a lot more, praying a lot more, meditating a lot more, a whole bunch of therapy. And that's it, y'all. Sometimes you just gotta change your mindset. Wake up differently, man. It could change your whole day.
I was telling you that the whole time. Also, you got me here this season. That's kind of different. I wasn't expecting to be here.
Yeah,
I've been calling myself your emotional support dog.
I love coming home and cursing you out. So I appreciate you.
Okay, for sure.
Anyway, y'all, the holidays are upon us. Y'all know once it hit Halloween, it is about to go down. Black Friday fights is about to be back at Walmart over flat screens, greens, dressings, shit, sweet potato pies, family fights, Dicey. Regifting. I love regifting. It's one of my favorite things to do. I just got like a little spa bag thing. It's like a 10-step spa thing. I can't wait to wrap that shit up and give it to somebody. Crowded airports, canceled flights, missed flights. Man, tis the goddamn season, Dicey. I love Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love it. From November until January, we are expected to suddenly have this special cheer not available to other months of the year. But all jokes aside, I have to say this from my heart. There's really something magical about the holiday season. There's something magical about Thanksgiving, because I think Thanksgiving is like one of those holidays where you just lay down and just eat all day. Like with my family, my mama cooks on a Wednesday and we eat on a Wednesday. So she'll cook all the food, and then on Thursday she'll take everything out and it'll just be sitting out, and me and my dad, we watch football all day. And she caters to us all day. She fixes us our plates all day, and we just really, really be chilling. Aww. I love, love, love it. And my mama is the house. So it's like, I don't have to ever go to other people's houses, because my mama house is the house. You know what I'm saying? So that should be lit. But I, for one, love the holidays because sometimes it really puts you in like a lovey-dovey type feel. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm not really like a lovey-dovey type
at all
person. But don't it do it for you too?
Yes, it does.
Well, what about this year?
This year is like the first year of my divorce, you know.
Oh, Dicey, open up, talk to the people.
Usually in LA we do like a big gumbo. Mm-hmm. I make like 3 big ass pots of gumbo for all the comics. It'd be like 30 comics over there that don't have anywhere else to go for Thanksgiving. For Christmas. And it's, you know, I don't know, it's just gonna be different. I have to start new traditions. You know what I mean?
I'm
trying to be optimistic about it.
But you know, if you want to cry about it, you can talk to me about it.
That's okay.
You can call me and talk to me about it.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be unavailable.
Right.
Dealing with my situation. Uh-huh. Being all happy, sucking face under the mistletoe, wearing matching Christmas pajamas on Instagram. This is basically what we're going to be doing. That's you should be like me.
Mm-hmm. So your hashtag goals.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm hashtag goals.
Girl, bye.
Look, the last couple holidays have been, I don't even want to say the best, but they've been a little bit confusing for me. Because when I was married.
But in a good way?
I'm going to tell you and you let me know.
Okay.
So when I was married, my wife's parents didn't like me. They didn't like that gay shit. So I never had to go over by her house. I never was invited. I never was welcomed to go to my ex-wife's house. And then later at the end of the night, she'll come and be with my family. And at first, I was kind of like, well, that sucks, you know, because she wasn't fighting for me. And I just thought it sucked. Like, you can come over here, but I can't go over there. I just thought it was trash. Mm. But now that I'm, like, messing with somebody where I'm welcoming their family, now I'm kind of pissed because I be wanting to be by my family. I'm like, I don't want to go by your family. I want to go by my family. So now I got to split the holidays. So I didn't appreciate that my ex-wife's family hated me. And I should have. I should have appreciated that. Because my house just be lit. Can't nobody party like the party be at my house. We got a pool table in the back. We got all the liquor back there. It's a bar in the back. We got TVs everywhere. We got a theater system.
Your partner's family is super fun too, though. So at least, you know, you love them. You love the kids.
I do love them.
And that's not a bad thing.
But I want to be with my family for every holiday.
Well, how are y'all going to decide?
Well, I think in the future, it's going to be like one holiday, I'll stay here, and then another holiday, we'll go out there.
We're going to talk about this a little later on in the episode, too.
Yeah, yeah.
How to decide.
Anyway, man, we're going to figure it out. If it was up to me, I would go by my family every single time. But, of course, I got to be nice and, I guess, sensitive to her needs. But even if you with a new love or if you're in a long-term relationship, bro, there's always still going to be some drama.
Yeah.
Like I just say, like, who family do we go to for the holidays? How much should I spend on this gift? I ain't gonna lie, I'm being cheap. I'm the gift. I love when I can wrap myself up and lay under the tree. I'm the goddamn gift this year. Is there a right time to introduce your partner to somebody? And like, even through all of that, sometimes it's like, when you go by people's houses, it's like, does this person like me?
Yeah.
Am I accepted by this person? Yeah. Am I gonna like that food? Who made the potato salad?
Right.
It's always gonna be something. But before we get into all those scenarios, I'm trying to figure out why all this matter. Why does all of it matter? Why do the holidays bring up these big, intense feelings about our relationship? You know, like, you could try somebody food February 7th and it ain't gonna matter.
Right.
You could wonder why a person's, your mate's sister don't like you all throughout the year. But why for the holidays?
First of all, there's families gathering for the first time all year. You know what I mean? And sometimes new energies just don't mesh. You're just so used to like dealing with your own family. You know their sensibilities. You know like what sets people off. And then you add somebody new to the equation and it's just kind of like we have to tiptoe around it, or we got to figure out like now we got to get to know this person and ask questions. And then it's just this whole vetting process that happens because, oh, now, you know, this could be serious because they're obviously here for the holidays. That's a serious time to bring somebody home. I just think it's just a lot of pressure. It's just a lot going on. It's kids running around. It's, you know, it's drunk uncles saying inappropriate things.
I love my drunk uncle saying inappropriate things.
Back to your main problem.
What?
Deciding where to spend the Christmas at.
That's my main problem?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just...
It's not really a problem to me. I'm just a selfish bitch. Because we going by my house. The problem is, I be feeling obligated to be where she at when I don't want to be where she at. Like, my family's going to come up here for up to the East Coast for Thanksgiving. And then we are going to go down to the South for Christmas. But I don't want to leave after that. Like, she's going to have, my girl's going to have to go back to work and get back into her groove. I'm going to be off until January.
Yeah.
So I want to stay home for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I feel an obligation of going back with her. And if I say I want to stay, it's going to be some bullshit.
Well, you know, in your case, I feel like you definitely deserve to stay home. And I feel like she'll understand it. She has a good life.
She does not. She's not going to understand it. She's very hands on. She's very touchy feely. She's very emotional. She's very like we've been on the rocks for 2 months. Like it's probably been like three. It's been terrible because I am not mentally invested and I'm not doing it on purpose. I just. With working at SNL, I just really have a one-track mind.
Yeah.
And I know that it's an unfair situation. And I know that I'm being shitty. But I just can't focus. I can't take in nothing that she's dealing with. And I know that's a shitty situation to be in. But, and I know she's pissed and upset. So when it get down to the holidays, you know, if she starts to love me again... Then I'm gonna have to leave. I'm gonna have to be with her every step of the way.
Well, I think the main problem here is that she just wants to be considered. It's the holidays. We all want to be considered. Just like I want to be considered when people are making their menu plans. I want to be considered as a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, whatever, a non-meat eater. I want to be considered.
Ain't nobody gonna consider you for that.
Why?
It's like y'all need to just stay inside for the holidays. It's you know what I think that's like? It's like that one person on the airplane that sits at 32E. They allergic to peanuts. So nobody on a goddamn plane can have peanuts.
Yeah.
Nobody. I'm sitting in 3A and I can't eat a damn peanut.
But you know they could die if they even smell it. If it's just
they 29 rows behind me.
My airplane's not that big though.
It's 29 rows behind me. I don't care. I want some goddamn roasted nuts. Fuck you and your sensitive ass allergies, bro. It just makes me mad. You know what? I'll do, you know, if you come up, I'll do a shrimp pasta.
Okay.
Shrimp pasta does not go with a Thanksgiving meal. It messes everything up. Thanksgiving meal is greens, beans, turkey. No, ham,
that's just what that's what
baked
they
spaghetti,
would have you to think.
Potatoes,
it could be whatever.
Shut up.
Thanksgiving ain't even a real
salad.
Holiday no more.
Potato salad.
Look, if we now call it Indigenous
people, and then I'll mess
people,
it up with some damn shrimp pasta.
If they've even changed the title of Thanksgiving on a lot of, you know, in society, I think that it's time we change the menu as well. That's a whole nother subject, but
we're not changing the menu.
Yeah, it's changed.
We're not changing
you
the menu.
You making me some shrimp pasta, and that's that.
If the shrimp pasta gonna throw off the whole, it's gonna throw off the whole theme of Thanksgiving. That's why I can't. Ooh, you make me so mad, bro. I'm gonna put chicken juice in there.
Anyway, whatever, girl. I got some talking points that will help everybody out there listening, mm-hmm. whether you're making a decision on where you're going to spend the holidays, mm-hmm. to just how to act meeting somebody's parents for the first time. I got a couple tips. You want to hear?
Let me hear.
Okay. Figure out the PDA situation.
What you mean?
You know what PDA is, public display of
affection.
I know
what it is, but what you mean figure it out?
I mean, like, some people's families aren't comfortable with y'all being all over each other, kissing on each other and doing all that stuff. So I think that needs to be, like, established at the top.
You know, with PDA, for me, I'm fine with public affection. My problem is I don't like doing it in front of the kids.
Okay.
My girl is like, every time she kissed me in front of the children, I'd be like, no, stop that.
I think that you should just let whoever's house you're at, if I'm visiting his family and he wants to be all over me, and then that's cool. If he's visiting my family and I want to be all over him, like, just let whoever's family you're with lead on the PDA situation.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's another one. Are you calling his parents by their first names?
I don't like anybody calling my mother by her first name. You either going to put a miss on it, mm-hmm. or you're going to call her what the grandkids call her, or the nieces and nephews call her.
Right.
Her name going to be Teeny, or it's going to be Mimi, or it's going to be Miss.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think anybody should be calling anybody's parents by their first name.
Yeah. My father, his name is Herman, so mm-hmm. he don't go by that anyway, even in real life. But we call him D. I've never called him Dad, never called him Daddy, nothing like that. We've always called him D, and everybody in our whole family calls him D. They don't even call him Uncle. They call him D. I know if he really likes you, if he says, call me D, then he likes you. If not, then he introduces himself as Doug. And then you can kind of, you know, take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to call you Miss whoever you are, Miss Agnes.
I even call your dad Mr. D. I don't even feel right calling him D. So it's just, I guess that's just a Southern thing.
It is a Southern thing.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay, next. Find out who the family drunk is so you can steer clear. Because ain't nobody got time for the family drunk. You don't need to be engaged. No. You just don't.
My family different. We love the family drunk. We love it. We be laughing.
But for the first time meeting somebody's family, I think you should, like, just not engage.
Well,
with the
why don't you
drunk.
Just warn them? Look, my Uncle Jay here, he gets towed down.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets towed down, he do A, B, and C. He either gonna get mad at you about something, he gonna laugh at you about something, he gonna trip you, or he gonna be eating like a dog. I love the family drunk. Why do people hate the family
I'm
drunk
I'm not saying
so much?
Hate the family drunk. I'm just saying steer clear. Like, just keep the conversations minimal. Keep it to...
I want to know why.
Because it's, to me, that's... You just don't know how they might pop off. And it could just be something... You know, if they say something wrong, say something sideways, I'm not used to them. I don't know them like that. Like, don't come at me like that. And if I've already had a couple glasses of wine or something, well, really Hennessy, because I be drinking brown around the holidays.
Oh, wow.
But, like, don't come at... You don't know me like that. So I just feel like just keeping it super light with the family drunks is the way to go. Another thing... Are you getting a hotel? Or are you going to stay with the family for the first time?
Where we come from, we don't do hotels. Everybody stay together. Our family, look, my family is super, super emotional. We are super clingy.
Well, for me, I would prefer to get a hotel. For the first time, I want to fill it out. I don't want to be nowhere. I don't want you, like, complaining about how I leave the bathroom or...
My family's different. My family is super hospitable.
But I'm talking about, you know, people out there. Everybody's family's not like Southern family.
Well,
even families in the South can have shitty relatives and people that just, like... I would just rather have a room. I just know I can get away and go be myself, smoke my blunts, just, you know, do my own thing. He could stay with his family. I'll spend the whole day with y'all. But when it comes to like me walking around in my bonnet and I don't think I'm ready to do that.
See, my family would take offense. For the first time. My family would take offense to that. Would she think she too good to sleep in our house? My family would be like, well, she could walk around. My mama got the house set up for everybody. Got a place in that house. If you smoke weed, she got a place in the yard for you to smoke your weed. If you an alcoholic, she got a place in the, we got a back house for all the alcoholics. If you the type of person that just kind of want to be chill and calm with no noise, she got a room for that too. Mm. We just super hospitable. Y'all need to come on down to the South and spend holidays with me and my family.
You invite
everybody? We make everybody feel comfortable. We make everybody feel loved. We got everybody's accepted except for the vegans and the vegetarians.
Yeah, to me, the hotel situation just goes back to wanting to be considered. You know what I mean? Like, if you know your sister's a bitch, if you know your mom and them going to be like, oh, well, she left a whole wig full of hair in the sink. Like, you know, nobody has time for that. I'm just going to get a room.
All right, well, get a room. Well, spend the extra money. When all you got to do is take a little bit of criticism for free.
I don't have time to be criticized for the first time. You only get one time to make a first impression. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to drink or should you remain sober in front of somebody's family for the first time?
It depends. When I met my girl's family, they was all drinking. I was like, well, pass the bottle. You could see how people family work as soon as you step in the door. I feel like you catch the vibes ASAP.
Okay, so we've talked about like how to decide where you're going to spend the holidays, kind of the etiquette of meeting someone's family for the first time. But now I just want to introduce a couple of conflicts that could arise. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what you think about these. Should you keep showing up at his or her family's house for the holiday when the family is rude and they act like they don't want you there? Should you go year after year and subject yourself to that kind of treatment?
Well, you know me. I'm a person of openness and transparency. I'm not going to just not show up. Mm-hmm. I will address the situation. And I won't address it nasty. I think I will go through my mate and be like, listen, I just want to let you know, sometimes I feel a little bit uncomfortable in the presence of certain people in your family because I feel like they act ugly towards me or mean towards me. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I could be making this up in my head because I always try to see things from both sides because sometimes people get offended when you start talking about their family. So I would be like, mind you, I could be making this up, but I really do feel like this person is just kind of nasty to me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll take care of the situation. I'm not going to just stop showing up. And then people be like, well, where's she at?
That's when you just get a room, like I said. I'm definitely not staying at somebody's family's house when they act like they don't want me there.
I mean, if it's just one person that act like that, I'm not going to stop showing up. Mm-hmm. If it's the whole family, then what are we doing?
Right.
It's on your mate to handle that. That's how I feel. Like, if I'm bringing my lady somewhere and my family acting crazy, mm-hmm. bet. I'm not even going to let my partner make that decision. Because if I come in this motherfucker and y'all talking to my bitch crazy, guess what? Fuck all y'all, bitch. Mm-hmm. You'll never see none of us again. That's how I feel. Because at that point, we a unit.
That's true.
And it's me and you against everybody in this bitch. So if somebody want to pop off on my girl, you're going to have to go through me first. I'm not going to let my woman go be subjected to that bullshit.
Well, you know, I feel the same way. Also, though, I'm not going to be with somebody that my family doesn't like. Because my family, my parents, I trust their judgment totally. And sometimes they can see things in other people that I don't see. And I'm not going to subject them to spending holidays. I'm just not going to be with that person. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be with a person that can't sit with my family for the holidays. And that's going to make it weird.
All of that all depends, too. Because if my mate is being nasty, I'll put my mate in check, too.
Right. Yeah, and provided, yeah, okay, yeah, you're
if,
right.
If my family mm-hmm. don't like my partner, mm-hmm. then that's their problem. Mm-hmm. And then what that's going to come is, you ain't never going to see me again.
Right.
So I can't say I'm going to break up with my mate. My family ain't making my love decisions.
I didn't say make the love decisions, but in my case, I trust my family that much because of just, you know, my upbringing and stuff. Everybody is different. Everybody came up differently and, you know, they handle situations differently. Now, here's another possible conflict that could arise. We have a thing in my family called the smoker shuffle. And that's when you look around and everybody is gone. Like slowly but surely, certain members of the family have tiptoed out and they're all gone. You look around and you'd be like, wait, 10 people are gone. We call that the smoker shuffle because they're in the garage somewhere or walking down the street with everybody with their coats on smoking. And you can't tell if it's smoke or if it's the steam. What comes out of your mouth when the snow is around and when it's cold? What is it? Is it steam, fog, whatever comes out your mouth when you blow? You know how you used to do as a kid, whatever. My question is it okay to do the smoker shuffle with your booze family? That's going to smoke.
I honestly really don't understand what the smoker shuffle is. You just explained it to me, but I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
just basically when all the smokers all of a sudden disappear on a holiday.
Oh,
and then nobody
smokers.
Has to say anything. Everybody just kind of be like tapping each other like, oh, okay. It's just understood. All the smokers are gone. So I call it the smoker shuffle. Is it? Oh, do you think that would cause conflict with your boo if you go smoke with their family for the first, like, you know, for the first time?
Yeah. No, I keep telling everybody, my family is G. My family is where you want to be. I told you, my family, we got a whole smoking section.
But for a family that doesn't have a smoking section, would you say if your family cared about something like that, or your mom, I don't know. For me, it's always something when women smoke anyway. It's always more men in the family that are doing the smoker shuffle than the women. So coming back smelling like a pound, you know, with red eyes, with the guys in the family, that could maybe not be.
I feel like if the person you with, if they family smoke, then everybody used to them smoking. So why would it look bad for you?
You're right. Okay.
Let's smoke.
Just a question.
I feel like you'll fit in more.
So you don't think that brings up space for judgment?
No.
Okay.
If you want to smoke with the dude, if you go by your dude house and everybody's smoking, what's the problem? Go mm-hmm. go hit the blunt. You're going to sit up there and not be yourself. At that point, you're not being yourself. No, I don't want to smoke. Knowing you want to smoke.
Uh-huh.
Go take a drag.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So, yeah, the smoker shuffle just might not be for everybody. It's, again, it's all about consideration and balance, you know.
Consideration and balance.
Yes. It's all about considering your significant other. If you know that they really wouldn't want you to go do the smoker shuffle with their family, then don't go smoker shuffle. Just stay there and you can go hit your blunt when you leave. We're going to take a quick break and make some money, y'all, but stay tuned.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
We back, y'all. Do you have any information you can give us, like three tips or something about navigating through the holidays?
All right, I will tell you what I would do. Like, first of all, it's a mindset. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go into anybody's family and I know these certain characters are going to do certain things, they have their certain traits that's going to come out, I always prepare myself. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, all right, punk. We about to go over here. You already know he gonna talk your head off. You already know this one gonna do this. You already know this one gonna do that. I just prepare myself for what I'm about to walk into, number one. Number two, I would say practice patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Look, you just gotta be like, look, we gonna go in here. We gonna get this over with. I ain't gotta see these people again till next year.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I have to say this from the soul. I have this problem. I'm working on it. Don't drink too much.
Right.
Don't drink too much. The other day, I'm too old to not know when to stop. And the other day, I took that last shot and it sent me over. I turned into a sociopath.
And you cussed everybody out.
Everybody got cussed out.
And we were all just looking at you like.
And I don't apologize, but don't drink too much. Pace yourself with the drinking. Mm-hmm. You know, keep in mind, people can become very aggressive when they're drunk. People could take things the wrong way when they're drunk. Just don't drink too much. Well, anyway. My last tip is take some deep breaths. Mm-hmm. Like if something is said or if something is done that you don't like, just keep in mind you with family. Just take some deep breaths and reconsider how you want to handle the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know me, Dicey. My first instinct is to pop off.
Yeah.
But with that being said, me holding myself accountable for all these things and learning these things about myself, I always go back to number one, defer back to number one, and go at it, change my mindset. Take a deep breath. I'm prepared to deal with whatever happens.
Yeah.
I would tell myself a couple things, like a couple, I'll give myself a couple phrases too. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, I know this gonna happen. So when this happened, I'm gonna say, it's all good. No worries. Mm-hmm. And I'll practice, it's all good. No worries. It's all good. No worries. Now we good. No worries. I would practice saying those phrases. So when those situations happen, mm-hmm. it'll just flow out of my mouth. So I think that.
So basically, to sum it all up, it's kind of just practicing tolerance and just, you know.
Practicing tolerance, uh-huh. Be slow to anger. Take some deep breaths. Prepare yourself. Yeah. You should be fine.
All right.
And have fun. Have fun.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving, man. We about to enter into a new year. Just have fun, yo. Just go in there and be grateful for family. A lot of people don't have families.
That's true.
A lot of people not going to have a place to eat. A lot of people ain't going to have a place to sleep. But you do.
Yeah. Don't have drunk uncles. Like, you know.
Be grateful, man. Eat and just be in the abundance of love and joy, man. Be corny with your family. Love on your family. The other day I was at home in New Orleans. I was laying down with my brother. You would think we go together. We just close like that. And mm-hmm. I don't get to see them all the time. So I just snuggled up under him and I just found a way to cherish that moment. I put my phone down. I was present.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching TV. I was talking to him. I was in his skin. I was smelling him, hugging him. Just love on your family.
I like that. Definitely put your phone down except for when you're taking pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Just like enjoy it, be in the moment. Yeah, because life is short, man. Mm-hmm. And the reality is you can look around the room and one of those family members might not be there the next year. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
so love yeah. your people, man. But on a lighter note, because, you know, sometimes I turn into a little cornball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
y'all.
You're real corny.
On a lighter note, we're going to bring back a segment today called the TV Love Lounge. What's your favorite holiday movie?
It's A Wonderful Life.
I don't even know if I know what that movie
is. You don't know? It's like from 1946 or something.
Oh, of course you. That's when you was born. Of course you would know that.
No, you
what is
didn't.
It? Talk to me about A Wonderful Life. I don't think I've saw it.
Well, it's this really angry businessman who's not appreciating his life at all. But he has a good life. You know, he has a wife. He has a kid, a son. And he's just kind of bitter about his life. And so it's this angel that comes down. He's kind of a... I wouldn't say he was dumb, but he's maybe not the smartest angel, but he's very sweet and he's trying to earn his wings. So his job is to make this man appreciate all the things he has. And then he's going to gain his wings at the end. But for a while, it looks like he might not gain his wings because old dude was just like very bitter and angry about just a lot in his life. So
that go back to what we was just talking about a little bit, just like. At least for one day, take whatever you're going through. Just take the bitter away. Mm-hmm. Take the pettiness away. Take the negativity away. Take the anger away. Just for one day. Just give it a try. Just be like, you know what? Today, I'm not stressing today. Today, I'm not going to think about all the bad things that are going on. Mm-hmm. Let's go inside and be with this family.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to watch that little movie.
Yeah, we should watch it. What is your favorite holiday movie?
Man, people be sleeping on Elf.
Oh, I love
Yo,
Elf.
Yo, people be sleeping on Elf,
I
bruh.
Forgot about that.
Bruh, that movie oh so my God. Funny.
Will, he is insane.
He's just a big kid in that movie, man. Don't, y'all, go out there and watch Elf. Me and my family, we watch it together every Christmas.
I love Elf.
And you know what else people be sleeping on?
What?
Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Everybody be sleeping on Rudolph. You never saw it?
Mm-mm. I don't think I've seen Rudolph. What about?
Wait, you've never seen?
I don't know. I don't. Is it an old movie?
You never saw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I've seen I mean, I've read the story. I don't know that I've seen a movie. I've definitely read the story.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
You about to do the Temptations version?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's not the right version.
Man, look.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Listen, watch the movie Rudolph, everybody. Rudolph is how I felt at SNL a little bit because I felt like I was being left out of the reindeer games. I was being left out.
And it was all in your head.
And it was all in my head. I created this crazy narrative, but I felt like Rudolph.
You know, Christmas movies, they have themes that can really travel with us throughout the year. You know what I mean? Like, just like that. I'm glad that resonated with you like that. And you realize now that you were just being a dumb bitch. And, you know,
I was just being super insecure and I had imposter syndrome. And SNL is a place that I never, ever thought I would be in my life. It's like the biggest. It's like where is everybody's goals. It wasn't even my goal because I was like, they would never hire me there. So I never even made it a goal.
Yeah.
So I think I was just terrified for 3 years and scared to death for 3 years. And now.
Yeah. Now you're coming. Thanks to Rudolph.
And now I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I'm one of Santa's helpers.
You're shining. Your nose is shining.
I'm with Lord Michaels. I'm pulling the sleigh. You heard me? I'm having a good time now. I know every week ain't going to be a great week, but I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
All right. So, Punky, we've listed our favorite holiday movies. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to rank them. But before we rank them, we need some criteria. Okay. So the criteria for ranking the Christmas movie is it has to teach a lesson. You know, it's the holidays. Like, everybody wants to learn a lesson that they can take with them throughout the year. Also, a good holiday movie has to have a good soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I need to leave this movie with a song stuck in my head, okay? Thirdly, a holiday movie has to have a Scrooge, duh. So
a Scrooge meaning what, the bitter person?
A bitter person. Yeah, somebody that's just like that needs a good lesson.
All right.
In how to spread holiday cheer. So let's rank the movies. What would you say is the number one Christmas movie?
Ever,
but based on this criteria.
Well, I was gonna say Home Alone, but I don't think they have a good. I never heard their soundtrack.
Oh,
a lot of the movies that I like that I think are great, I don't think they have great soundtracks. I just be listening to my own favorite Christmas movie. So based on some of your criteria, I would say Home Alone is first.
Okay.
Just because it's Home Alone and Macaulay Culkin is just so cute. Mm-hmm. And I could watch that movie over and over and over again.
Me too.
And I won't get tired of it. I could watch that when it's not Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I would also say number two is The Grinch because, I mean, it's freaking Jim Carrey.
And that had a great soundtrack, The Grinch.
It did.
Uh-huh.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't have a number three. I guess number three would be Elf.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your top. My top are It's a Wonderful Life, for sure. And second for me would be Elf. And then third, I think, is Home Alone.
Home Alone is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your number three needs to go to your number one.
This is how I'm ranking it. Get a life, because it's a wonderful life. All right, well, you know what, Punky?
What?
Throwing on a Christmas movie is another way to resolve conflict on the holidays.
I agree, but also Christmas music.
Christmas music, too.
If you throw on Christmas music, one of our favorites is, in our family, we put this song on every year. We be having it on repeat. We got a Christmas soundtrack that we put together ourselves that we play.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. Ba-da-dum, this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun is gonna be together. Ba-da-boom. This Christmas. I could sing this song all day.
Yeah. That does put everybody in a good mood. Just something. Yes. But, you know, a movie would have the music and the visuals to just take everybody's mind off of the fact that he just got on my nerves. By this time, now the liquor's flowing, you're drunk, you're high, you're full, and it's time to just snuggle up with your family and put on those corny ass Christmas pajamas for Instagram. Mm. Wow. That was interesting. That was fun talking to you about movies. I think that's the lesson about the TV Love Lounge today. Just throw on a holiday movie. Rank them. That'd be something fun for y'all to do out there with your partner. Y'all can rank your favorite Christmas movies and then, you know, snuggle up and watch them and drink some wassail.
Yeah. All that what Dicey said. And if you don't know, you're listening to Love Thing with Punky Johnson on Kevin Hart's LOL Radio, Channel 96.
So, Punky, it's time for our caller segment. But instead of the caller segment, like you were mentioning earlier, mm-hmm. our friend Michael gave us an update. We're going to play his update instead. Do you remember Michael? You remember Michael?
Yes. So if y'all don't know Michael, he was on our Red Flags episode and he came on for some advice with balancing his mother and his wife's relationship mm-hmm. because the grandmother, of course, does whatever grandmother do and always basically disrespect the parents. And she just kept bringing the child all kind of junk food and stuff that the wife don't want the child to eat. So mm-hmm. he really basically wanted to get some advice on how to balance that. I think I told him just to lie.
Yeah, you gave horrible advice.
Because it's like, I might just keep sending the candy, and I'm gonna let her keep sending the candy, but I'm never gonna give it to the child.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I think sometimes that's a good way to balance out relationships between a wife and a mother. Just lie.
That's your answer for a lot of things.
No, it's not.
Just stretch the truth. Just lie. Just, what did you say at the beginning?
It's called keeping the peace.
Okay.
That's what it's called. Matter of fact, do we have his? Can we play his previous voicemail, please?
Hey, Punky, big fan. Also, question for the Love Thing podcast. You know, I'm just wondering, how do I get that good balance of keeping wifey happy and my mom? You know, because I'm not trying to be like a mama's boy that, you know, has an unhealthy relationship with his mom. Not that I do, but maybe you're thinking I might. But it's just a balance of keeping the wife happy and keeping your mom happy. I learned that the hard way a while back on Mother's Day, because you got to balance that. It's a fine line. So anyway, I just want to know from the Love Thing crowd, any suggestions on how to do that? Thank you, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to offer.
All right, now that y'all heard that, Michael hit us back with an update, which I'm so happy about. I love when our people hit us back and
tell us
months later what you know what happened and how well did they take our advice. Let's play his update video.
Love Thing, yeah. I love that intro and the music. Anyway, hey guys, it's me, Michael. I was just calling to update you guys about my situation. I'm kind of like Honest Abe. I can't lie. I mean, George Washington with the cherry tree or the whatever tree. Anyway, one thing that I did find is that distractions work. Me and my wife and my mom, we went to a hibachi grill. That was great. It kept everyone distracted. It was very good. So anyway, that worked. And I was wondering, Punky, Dicey, do you guys know any other good distractions to keep my wife and my mother at bay? So anyway, that's my question. That's my update. Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you, Love Thing, for helping me.
Wow, hibachi, huh? That was smart, because when you eat hibachi, there's really no time for y'all to sit and talk as a family. You just kind of have to, it's a performance by the chef where he's sitting up doing all kind of tricks with the knives and like, you know, that was smart. That was a real smart thing for him to do. So his mom and his wife didn't really have a chance to talk. They just got to sit, watch, and stuff their faces and still be in each other's company, though.
Yeah, that's definitely a distraction. It's not really solving the problem. So
it's not, but
what I would say is food always made everything better in my house. Mm-hmm. So maybe they can still use the I think the problem, Michael, this time is the distraction. Like, I get it. Like, I feel like a distraction is necessary if something start happening and be like, oh, let's put on a movie. Or, oh, let's listen to this song, or pulling somebody away. I think in that moment, a distraction is good, because then you got time to step away and process what's going on and then address it when everybody calmed down. But I think in this situation, Michael, you have not addressed the problem. You can't keep going through life distracting it and sweeping things under the rug. I think that's a lot of problems that we all have in these relationships. I have that problem in every single one of my relationships, because I don't like to address the issue, and then I sweep it under the rug, and then I get all drunk, or then I bottle it up, and then finally when I'm at the tip, I explode. Mm-hmm. Rather than just saying, hey, look, ma, look, wife, you two having a problem is giving me a problem. So this is how we're going to handle this. And let's cook a nice little meal. We're going to sit down at this table. We're going to address everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work together and make steps to where we all can live in harmony.
Also, he's definitely tried to help them to live in harmony. I think another good thing to do would be not necessarily a distraction, but maybe Michael should let his mom and his wife just kind of hash it out. Buy them a spa day or something, mm-hmm. and just let them go and, you know, have dinner, have lunch, and do a spa day together, and just kind of, you know. It's something about being naked with somebody that
can also be scary, because that can also be like a monster-in-law situation. You remember Monster-in-Law with Jennifer Lopez and
I remember Monster-in-Law.
Oh my God, I cannot believe I'm drawing a blank.
It was Jane Fonda.
Oh my God, yeah, you remember Monster-in-Law with Jane Fonda, mm-hmm. and Jennifer Lopez, and of course Wanda Sykes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, one of the funniest movies. I do agree on a spa day, but if she's a Jane Fonda from Monster-in-Law, it's going to be a disaster. So maybe he should tag along on the spa day, maybe.
I think some things they just have to hash out on their own. He's already tried. At this point, I think before we were talking to Michael, and they love each other. They honestly, you know, like each other. She just doesn't like some of the choices she makes. So it's not a situation to where they can't stand each other, where his mom and his wife hate each other. You know what I mean? They just disagree sometimes. So I think it might be kind of safe to let them off on their own, especially if he's already tried to intervene. Sometimes you just got to hash it out.
I agree. Just let them hash it out.
Yeah. You think they're going to have any issues over the holidays or what? Maybe we need a third update from Michael.
Maybe we do need a third update after the holidays. Like I said, sometimes you got to lie. If the grandmother could sneak the child Skittles and candy on the side, I think they'll have a good holiday.
Okay.
Everybody got to understand something about grandmothers. They're always going to be the one who spoil the children.
Yes.
And sometimes as the wife, you just going to have to be like, it's the damn grandmother.
It's true.
Think about what you'll do when you become a grandmother. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to give that baby anything they want.
Well, at this age, I'm probably not going to ever meet my grandchildren if I have kids at this point. So... You know what I mean? They're going to have to look at pictures of their granny. They're going to have to go through my Instagram and be like, oh, my granny used to use the best filters.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You are so dark.
What?
You are dark, bruh. Anyway, Michael, we do need a third update. We want to know how y'all going to be doing after the holidays. But also, Michael, I do want to repeat myself really fast and just let you know, a distraction is not going to fix the problem. Addressing the problem will hopefully fix the problem.
You're right.
Let's stop running from our issues, people. We have to face them head on. And at this point in time, I'm talking to everybody out there, but I am really talking to myself as well. Let's face our problems head on, period.
I think that was good advice. Again, thank you so much, Michael, for sending us an update. We love that. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
If you're experiencing trouble in your marriage, need help navigating the ins and outs of dating, or if you wonder if your relationship is worth saving, give Punky's line a ring at speak-to.us/lovethingpod to submit your questions. She's here to help with your love thing.
Yeah. All right, man, we're getting down to probably one of my favorite portions of the show is Punky tripping? Because I know I be dishing out that advice, but I ain't going to dish it if I can't take it. I love when y'all hit me up in my DMs. First of all, everybody always tell me I be tripping.
Yeah.
Everybody be hitting me up in my DMs and was like, you be tripping. Uh-huh. Somebody went in my comments the other day after I said something. And I posted something on Instagram. And somebody posted in my comments, but you don't like pots in the refrigerator. Girl, please. So like, so
yeah, people listen and they remember. And they get they're offended. They remember exactly what you say. I hope that this is a lesson to you.
It is a lesson.
To not, you know, to just be not such a dumb bitch.
It's punky tripping. So let me tell y'all how it is, right? Now, I live alone. I love to be alone. But since we started the podcast, me and Dice have been working together. And I'm like, you need to just come stay with me, blah, 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 blah. I'm not used to having a roommate. Dyson is a good roommate. Don't get it twisted. She keep the house clean, but she get on my nerves, bruh. Dyson be doing stupid stuff, bruh. Like, Dyson don't understand how inconsiderate she is, yo. So the other day, I walk in the house
at 2 a.m.
2 in the morning, and I'm like, let's take a shot. Dyson look up. She looks spooked. Like, she saw a ghost. And I'm looking at her like, why the fuck, why you look like that? She was like, bitch, they ain't got no more liquor. No more liquor, bruh. Dicey drank all my tequila, all our tequila. And the problem is she didn't replace it. Well, so she got cursed out, bro.
So what it was like not even enough to cuss the cat left in the bottle.
That, I know exactly how much was left
in there.
It was
a little, it was like a shot and a half, maybe two shots.
Oh my God.
And I took the rest of it and I got to working on my computer and watching Dateline and I just totally forgot. She lives right across the street from the liquor store. It's next door. And I just didn't go and refill the tequila, which I will do on our way home.
And that's the type of stuff that make me mad. Number one, it makes me mad because I'm the type of person, if I use something, I replace it. I need my liquor.
Well, she also told me, I'm not coming home till 3 a.m. probably. It's going to be the longest night. And I'm like, okay, cool. I wasn't thinking she was going to come in.
That's another one of my problems. Dicey is always assuming what I'm going to want or how I'm going to feel. That's what you're doing right now. It was going to be 3 o'clock, so I just was like, oh, she not going to
want
another
drink. I can get another bottle tomorrow. I was going to get another bottle.
And that's another thing. Tomorrow has happened 3 times already, and there's still not another bottle in the house.
Well, I have been with you. Running these streets.
Dicey, it don't matter.
Drinking at all the bars, bitch.
But also, you can also call me and say, yo, I drank the last of the tequila and I can have bottles sent to the house. There's so many ways we could have solved this.
Well,
but you drank all the liquor. You don't say nothing. You don't replace it. And then when I get home, I ain't got no liquor. You know how stressed out I be. I work 100 hours a week.
And I apologize and I took accountability.
You
which
did.
You say I never do. And you still bringing this up.
I'm pissed. I'm still kind of, because in these moments, yes, you did hold yourself accountable on that one. But in a lot of these moments, you just can't see what you did wrong. So I don't think I was tripping. Do you think I was tripping?
But before I go through the criteria to see if you were tripping, really, what is your main problem with me this time?
I told you already. You assume and you don't ask.
Okay.
You assume and you don't ask. Don't assume because I'm coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to want no liquor.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
You sound so ridiculous. And I hope the people can hear how ridiculous she sounds. Let's just get into the criteria to see if you were tripping on this scenario. So, did you call me out of my name?
Yes.
Did you get loud?
Hell yeah.
And would your father approve of how you
You're
treated
damn
me?
Damn right he would.
Well, I know he would. I shouldn't even ask that.
You're damn right he would. So was I tripping? According to the criteria, I was tripping.
Yeah.
But in your heart, after we've discussed all of that. No.
We're not. These are facts. We're going off of. This has nothing to do with my heart.
Listen.
No.
I understand we're going by the facts and the criteria. But after we flushed all of that out and we see the bigger picture, look me dead in my eyes and tell me I was tripping. Look me dead in my eyes. Was I tripping? Was I tripping?
Yes. Is Punky tripping? Yes, she was. And again, I took accountability this time. I feel like I'm making progress, okay? I have learned a lot living with you. It's like boot camp. You are a drill sergeant. And you are whipping me into shape.
Anyway, y'all, you've been listening to the Love Thing Podcast with Punky Johnson and Dicey. Tune in every week. to listen to us talk that talk about love.
That's right. Punky and I are just a click away at speak.to.us/lovethingpod. Share your questions and we'll provide our take on whatever's going on in your love life.
Love Thing is a Sirius XM and LOL Radio production. It's hosted by me, Punky Johnson.
And me, Dicey.
Executive produced by Kevin Hart, Mike Stein, Brian Smiley, Eric Eddings, Eric Wild, and Leslie Guam.
We are produced by Lise Ellis and engineered by Marcus Hum.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.